Why do we sleep? That is the question that fueled the work of Alan Rechthofen, a sleep researcher who dedicated his career to studying the purpose and function of sleep. Rechthofen died last month at the age of 93, and throughout his career, he was fascinated about the impact of sleep deprivation on our health. And he was particularly interested in the rapid eye movements, or REM, we make during sleep. Here he is explaining it in a 2010 interview.
I thought that this was a perfect vehicle for studying that issue because you could conceive of it as the mind turning on with the REM period and turning off with the end of the REM period.
For more than 40 years, Dr. Rechthofen was also the director of the University of Chicago Sleep Laboratory. And during that time, he advised many PhD students, including Paul Shaw, who is now professor of neuroscience at Washington University's St. Louis School of Medicine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Alan Rechthofen was your advisor during the 1990s. What stands out to you about working with him?
You know, Al was, like you mentioned, his primary goal was to discover the function of sleep, and he was passionate about it. He recognized that this was a hard problem, and I would say one of his major contributions to the field was focusing on how one might know how to study anything in particular. We all do experiments, and we expect that those experiments are doing what we want to, but oftentimes there are hidden assumptions. And Al had this great mind. He knew the scientific method, and he knew how to think about complex problems, and he brought that to the whole field.
One of the ways that he taught was by sharing stories, and he shared many stories with you. Is there one that especially resonated with you?
You know, God, there's so many. And the thing about telling somebody else's stories, it's a little bit complicated. Every time Al told a story, he was educating those of us in the room that were listening to the story. One of my favorite stories was Al was hooking up a human subject to be recorded overnight, and this person was particularly difficult, causing Al and the rest of the team a huge amount of problems. Al got super frustrated, finished hooking the guy up, went back into the control room, and said out loud, "If he doesn't go to sleep right away, I'm going to shock him," in frustration. And apparently the guy went right to sleep because the intercom was on. But that's just kind of his personality. He was playful, he was blunt, and he was to the point.
What impact did he have on you and your research?
You know, I have to say that in many respects, Al was like a second dad to me. He taught me so much about science and how to think clearly. He taught me how to question all of my assumptions. And to this day, I will tackle problems that I probably would never have tackled otherwise. Al knew deep down that the scientific method, if applied properly, could be applied to any question at all. And he fearlessly jumped into the thick of problem sets that no one else would want to study or no one thought could be studied well. And he did it with aplomb.
You know, we've come so far in our understanding of the importance of sleep to our health. How would you describe his contribution to that understanding?
Well, that's a big question. There's a lot of people who have contributed to this field, right? The idea that if you don't get enough sleep, bad things happen. And it's overwhelming, the data that highlights just how important sleep is to health and how not getting enough sleep is detrimental to health. So certainly Al showed in a convincing way that if you don't get to sleep, that you don't live. And he did this in a way that was experimentally sound and that was controlled, and the answer was unmistakable. He didn't have a big ego. His goal was to think deeply and clearly about complex problems and then to solve them. And he was a master at that.
That's Paul Shaw, professor of neuroscience at Washington University at St. Louis's School of Medicine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.